What are you going to play tonight? You want to play some music for us tonight?
All right, I'll play some music tonight.
Okay.
Shall I play it right now?
Yeah, this is live in the studio from KUT, Rock of Ages.
Okay, first of all, I'll play one of my new compositions. It's called Rock Hard.
Like Big Star, things like that.
Okay.
Rave on about capitalist enterprises, things.
Right. Chris was a homosexual.
Omnisexual?
Yes. Omni. He was omnisexual.
Well, what's the story behind the third album?
We had to break up. The story behind the third album, well, what it.
I mean,
can
yeah,
the,
well, like, there was a lot of turmoil involved in recording that album, wasn't there? I mean, it's, you went into the studio, and is that what caused the breakup, was the recording of the third album?
Shit, no. No, it's just, you know, we broke up after the first album.
Really? After the first?
Yeah, has anybody here ever heard Big Star? We should play Big Star for him before we talk about Big Star is the thing, you know? I mean, we're already playing Alex Chilton's solo records like Bangkok, the very wonderful. However, now we're going to talk about a band I used to play with that changed a lot of people's heads.
What about, like, what about the Box Tops? When, were you, someone told me, I don't
yeah,
know
Yeah, I used to play with the Box Tops. I am the man who sang the letter.
Yeah.
They might not know that out there. I mean, you forgot your tongue.
Was the Box Tops, were they just a backup band for you at one point?
Exactly. Yeah. That's true.
They were just put together. Did y'all ever tour?
Well, they were together before I got with them, but once I got with them, they were just a backup band, you know.
And you recorded those albums as a backup. Right, did you tour behind those albums?
Yeah, we toured a good bit, you know. It was rough.
Yeah, and then after the letter, you went straight to Big Star? I mean, after the Box Tops, you went straight to Big Star, was that?
Yeah, more or less. I spent about a year in New York in between, and then went back home to Memphis, Tennessee, the home of rock and roll, and played with a band called Big Star.
Okay, well, I think let's play some Big Star stuff now.
Yeah.
That was In the Streets off of Big Star's first album. And before that, we heard September Girls off the second Big Star album, and then Holocaust off the third. And Alice is going to play some more tracks for us.
Yeah. Lately, I've kind of gotten into this Wilhelm Reich sort of genetics thing. Riding through the Reich, in a big Mercedes Benz, killing lots of kikes, making lots of friends, rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Mow the bastards down. Oh, what fun it is to have the Nazis back in town. Oh, running through the Reich in a big Mercedes Benz, making lots of friends, rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Blow the bastards down. Oh, what fun it is to have the Nazis back in town. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that going to be on your up and coming LP?
Up and coming. Up the coming LP.
Do you have a name for it yet, Alex?
I don't have a name for it yet.
Who are the musicians on it?
Jim Dickinson, my mentor, my staff rapist, Lee Baker, the richest guy in town. Plays guitar. Mike Ladd, myself, Richard Rosebrough, and Jim Lancaster. That's the personnel. Ever heard of any of those people? No. Right. So why?
Are they just Memphis musicians?
Mm-hmm.
Session men, people like that?
Just Memphis musicians, just session men.
Right. That work around the town?
Just work around the town, kind of. That's the way it is.
You still calling them the Yard Dogs?
No. I came up with a great name for a band on the way over here. Just forgot it, but...
What was it?
It looks like it's unutterable.
It seems like a phrase out.
Yeah, really. Two words.
How many syllables, Mario?
You want to play some more?
Yeah, we'll play some more. We got some more songs to do. We're going to do, this is one by the Token Blacks. What's the beginning of this now? Thank you. poor.
Ostentatious.
The Eno sound. Oh, you know, I heard the best drum solo I've heard in a long time.
The best drum solo.
Yes, it was Dave Edmunds' band, and Nick Lowe's band. They were just in,
Fuck all those punk rock.
Is that what they're called these days, Alex?
No, they're not called punk rockers. They're called wimps.
Wimps. Limey musicians. Well, they make good drum solos.
What?
Straw
and
her baby.
No.
Straw and her baby.
Dawson said it.
We do it great.
Bunch of Eno fans here.
The been absorbing. Here come the warm jets.
The Eno tones.
How innovative.
It's better than the Bell tones.
It is. Really. Hey, we should do that one.
Well, that song is lighting up like a Christmas tree.
Okay, we're gonna do a song called I've Had It here. And I hope the girls will join in on the words I've Had It. And on the la 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 la's.
Are you familiar with the band Devo?
Yes.
Subscribe while you're familiar with it.
Yeah, how are you?
I heard Devo's first gig in New York City.
Yeah, you told me to go and I didn't. You were right. I was wrong.
Well, you were right about the cramps.
You think so?
You were.
I've heard the cramps so many times. The cramps are just like the continuous vibration in my floor.
This is our friend, the friendly stephanographer. Photographer. Stephanie from Ostentatious Austin, who now lives in New York and takes pictures of all the hip bands in New York.
The best of which was, of course, Alex Chilton, who introduced me to punk scene.
The punk scene?
Let me go above.
She may disclaim it, but I have the evidence.
I think this is a very lively bit of radio here, you know. This is not what you get in Los Angeles or anywhere else. This is live. baby. And few places is it just fucking out of hand.
We're not getting the same salaries, Tom Snyder, but I think we have more.
We're not getting any salaries at all. This is zero pay scale.
Who needs money when we've got love of all you fans out there in the audience? And I'm so pleased that you're all making your sets of tonight, and you'll send me a copy because I need to hear this back just to know what it is.
No, it really happened, and we did not imagine it.
But anyway, station identification. This is WALEX.
If any of you are recording this out there, well, you can send it to the station, because it would be nice to know that there is one. I didn't record it, so if you're recording it, you know, get in touch with me here at Kirby McDaniel. Get in touch with me here, and we'll put them on. You know, we'll send it to Alex. I want to put you back on the air, boys.
He's going to do that.
Are you Stephanie?
Kevin Newing.
You want to play some more stuff?
Do you live in New York?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Susan. I'm moving to New York this summer.
Really?
Good.
No when? This summer. That's so far off.
Just going to play the old box top.
Where did you graduate
from? Play Lorena.
Oh. Lorena. Where do you graduate from where?
From UT?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yes.
What do you want to do, Barbara?
Is no one listening?
Where are you going?
We want to honor
baby.
Shall we
get another baby, Alex?
We did that so well.
We need another bear. Is the thing.
Yeah,
another bear, and it'll do to put a stronger baby.
Hell, isn't she going to put a stronger baby? We can be like crows.
I had a bottle of wine to bring, but I forgot it.
Okay, why don't you? You forgot to bring the bottle of wine.
Why don't you play some stuff from the.
From the new album. Well, a lot of that stuff is that we already played is from the new album, the long anticipated, and it'll be good. And this one is an old Maybelle Carter song. She just died a few days ago.
Maybelle died.
I was really glad to hear that she died because it was just so timely as regards the release of my album that I thought it was great of her to do that. Anyway, she and her
wonderful
incestuous East Tennessee family did this song, and this is called No More the Moon Shines on Lorena. Awesome playing on the wild banana.
chains. No more moonshine for Maria. Sit and watch the coon among the corn. And the possum playing on the wild banana. And the old owl hoots like a horn.
You know, sporadic.
You
know,
baby.
Let us know.
It's not
Eno.
You know,
you
have
Eno
on the brain.
Baby's on fire.
Hey, you know. Yes!
She is.
You know how they always say in the graffiti, Eno is God. We have to start like writing him. Dog is one.
It's
independent. I'm releasing a record all by myself. That's the thing here.
And what, are you going to tour behind it, you think?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is a mini tour here of Texas.
I'll probably ride through the Reich in a big Mercedes Benz. Yeah. But touring is another story.
Was touring a big problem with, like, with the box tops? Was it a big deal, a lot of money behind it?
Boy, yeah. There was a lot of money behind it. We toured a lot. It was just...
How long has it been since you did a tour?
It's really a tour. It's been about 9 years since I did a tour. But I'm doing a tour right now of Austin.
The mini Texas tour of Alex Jones.
Donna's
right.
Place.
Donna's Place?
No, Donna.
Donna's
Club.
Donna's Bar and Grill.
Donna's didn't even club. Know she had the singer of the letter in her bar.
Donna wasn't even there tonight. She was.
Anyway, we went to a place called Donna's Club tonight. It wasn't. The jukebox wasn't.
You know, you gonna hang around for the rock critics symposium?
Hey, I've got a great idea right now. This is an old Ernest Tubb song. This is what I just learned. When I just learned the night before I came to this town, I'd been looking for this song for 3 years, and now I found it. This one is called Waltz. Across.
All right.
Texas. When you dance with me, with those stars in your eyes, it's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me, with all those other guys, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook end, and I'm lost in your charms. I could waltz across Texas with troubles, they're all up and gone. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but when you look at me, with those stars in your eyes. Honey, I could waltz across Texas all the way to El Paso. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook end, I'm lost in your charms. And I could waltz across Texas
with
you know who. What kind of eyes she got? Blue eyes, baby, and blonde hair. Hey, let's do all right here. Got another Nazi number to do. Outside the barracks, by the corner lights, I'll always stand and wait for you at night. We will create a world that's new. I'll wait for you the whole night through. For you, Lily Marley, it's you, Lily Marley. Give me a rose to show how much you care. Tied to the stem, a lock of golden hair. Surely tomorrow you'll feel blue, but then will come a love that's new. For you, Lily Marley. It's you, Lily Marley. Take it away, Steve Allen.
Oh, hey. He put his headphones on. I didn't know what he was doing with that.
Me neither. Say something. Say something, even if it's wrong.
Even if it's wrong?
Even if it's wrong.
It's always wrong.
Wrong.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Wait, while you're out there, why don't you... Wait. We only have 10 minutes till we're off the air, don't we?
Yeah.
Can you hold for 10 minutes?
Or
do you have one of those typically...
You Texans know how it is when you gotta go to the bathroom. You've just got to go. I'm not gonna go in a cup. Where is the nearest bathroom? Just tell me and I'll be back in about 10 seconds. Somebody else talk while I'm gone.
Okay, we've just been listening to Alex Chilton live here in the studio. And he'll be back in a minute. He had to go relieve himself. I want to remind you that you're listening to The Rock of Ages, and this is Neil X's television show. Where am I? Radio. It's radio. No vision. It's 10 till 2. We have 10 more minutes of this madness to come up. But right now, we're going to play a tune by the Box Tops.
To lift their spirits.
Maybe we should do the Cramps the way I want.
We did a real crazy song in New York.
A crazy song in New York?
A real good one. A real good one. The last time you were there.
What's that?
One of your angry women songs. Angry at women songs.
Women.
Women. Let's make up the feminists.
All right. I'd like to do a song now that... it's a record I've produced on a band from New York, and originally this song came out of Texas, just popped out of Texas like I'm afraid to speak the words. But anyway, this is called The Way I Walk. For everybody who's been kicked out of some place tonight. Wherever. Where? SEC. Southeastern Conference. Everybody's been kicked out of some place tonight. Hey now. The way I walk is just the way I walk. The way I talk is just the way I talk. The way I smile is just the way I smile.
judgment the heaper, and I go, oh, why? Yeah, I love this.